Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Well, if there's any two terms that seem to be blurred together this day that people use, they say I'm crazy or I'm busy or I'm crazy busy. And indeed, we've got two talented professionals that are going to talk to us about what they're doing to contribute to helping people unweave that dilemma in their life and actually tie in that with the story of technology. So Wendy Wright and John Schlossberg, welcome to Circles of Change.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Yes, great to have you both with us. Let me explain who these two folks are. They're with the Roble Ridge Software Company. Wendy is the firm's designer, and she implements iPhone applications, working with prominent medical and self-help professionals and authors to bring their published works to mobile phone platforms. With a bachelor's in health services administration and MBA with a marketing emphasis, Wendy actually spent 15 years in the biotech industry in the Bay Area, as well as traveled worldwide prior to breaking out on her own and founding Lactation Navigation in 2007, a firm that serves women who are choosing to breastfeed their infants. In addition to the new app that we're going to hear about today, Crazy Busy, Wendy designed the Pump at Work app that helps breastfeeding mothers ease the transition back to work. She truly role models combining skills learned in the corporate setting with her love of parenting and helping new mothers set their children's and their families out on the right track. Her colleague, John Schlossberg, is the chief engineer at Roble Ridge Software, and in addition to the software side of Crazy Busy, Pump at Work, and their newest ADHD quiz apps, John developed the Candidate Cash on Hand that allows users easy access to fundraising data of candidates for national office. John spent 8 years working in the mobile and internet space, working for Voice Indigo, a startup company working to bring audio podcasts to cell phones. We love that information. And also Overture Systems as a product manager. Overture was a breakthrough internet company that pioneered the pay-per-click advertising next to search results. John has a BS in engineering and computer science and also a master's. He had two girls and a senior, and one is a sophomore in high school, and John's excited and nervous as a senior starts submitting her college apps for college applications. That's another crazy busy one. And Wendy, of course, is a mother of young children. So again, welcome you to Roble Ridge. How'd the two of you get connected?
Hi, John. I'll take that one.
You bet. Go right ahead, Wendy.
As working as a lactation consultant, I, you know, have lurked in the Bay Area for quite a while, have a lot of friends in tech, but I asked a really good parent friend of mine that was also on the board of the school, hey, who do you know that would be willing to take a risk and write a breastfeeding app with me? And our friend Peter said, you know what, you've got to call John, because John was doing a lot of apps, but as a parent, you never know. A lot of people want you to write apps on, oh, topics that aren't quite kosher that you'd want to work on with your young girls at home.
Yeah, that's right.
So John was very excited to join forces, and we happen to be neighbors as well, so it couldn't be more convenient. We take our kids to school, and then we work on the apps together, and it just allows for a great, flexible parenting and work life.
That's great. And then, John, as I said, your girls, of course, your kids are a little bit older than Wendy's. But so you've had, I gather, a different set of life experiences, but converging back sounds like a great combination.
Right. So I spent, you know, years working for Lockheed Martin and then moved to the internet space and wanted to focus on the parenting and be the lead parent for a while, drive the kids to school. So having a job where I could give back and work at home and work on some interesting parenting applications was really attractive.
That's great. Well, the book that we're going to be referencing here, and the author is Dr. Ned Hollowell. He's really a world-famous medical practitioner. His attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and in fact, his book was called Crazy Busy, Overstretched, Overbooked, and About to Snap. Strategies for handling your fast-paced life, or actually strategies for coping in a world that's gone ADD. I know this whole topic is certainly has to relate for the two of you that are choosing to be working professionals, working from home, juggling your kids' schedules and their futures, kind of also stepping out from the corporate world where things were as crazy as they were, but perhaps had a little bit more structure. How was it the two of you got connected to Dr. Hollowell, Wendy?
You know, we had the opportunity to first work on the Pump at Work, got to know each other very well, and then decided, yes, let's stick with this parenting concept. When you look through the iPhone store, the applications that are available, there are some parenting, but not that many based on books. So
okay.
To be quite honest with you, we went to the public library, and John and I looked at all the shelves and just to see what's out there. And there was a huge section on ADHD. I mean, it's almost as large as the weight loss section. It's huge. And so we thought, that's an author we need to approach. And of course, Dr. Hollowell's name came right to the top because he is the most prominent in that field. He's got over 17 books. I mean, it's just tremendous. And so we wrote to him and we said, you know, this is who we are. We would love to work with you. We take this parenting, you know, very, very seriously. And we think you could get your message out. And, you know, John and I didn't know, but next thing you know, we get this phone call, you know, within about 30 seconds of sending the email, which made us really, really nervous.
Yeah, you've got to be careful what you ask for, isn't it?
Yes, you're so right. And so we answered the phone, and it was one of Dr. Hollowell's business partners, and he said, this is a fantastic idea. And they had been approached by another group of individuals, but they liked that we were both parents, both working from home, really, really able to apply the book to our own lives. And so it was fantastic. So we just started to build a relationship with them. The first one we did was the ADHD quiz, which just took a very, very simple quiz that Dr. Hollowell uses in his practice just to get people open up to the idea of ADHD and does my family have it? Many people are fearful, shy. They don't want to go and talk to anybody official about it. But if you just have the privacy of your own home and a 99-cent app, you know, it's very, very easy to do. So that was a great success. And then we've said, okay, what's next? And Dr. Hollowell suggested Crazy Busy because it's really, really, again, taking that whole concept of ADHD, which is culturally induced, the crazy lives that we all live. And again, people are scared, like, what's wrong with me? Why aren't I productive? Why can't I get anything done? And it's really not the people, it's the culture, but we have to work within it because that's where we live.
Yeah. John, the idea of translating Dr. Hollowell's precepts. You know, I've had the pleasure of reading his book, of course. He's got 10 principles. The one that really resonates with me is this whole dynamic of being stuck to the screen. So what would an app do for me that would help me understand I've got to do something about it? Am I literally going to be tracking the amount of time that I'm stuck on the screen?
Well, so where he starts in the book is to do a self-assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So look at your life, look at the different areas of your life, you know, and appropriate for different kinds of people. Are you spending your time shopping, doing email, caring for other people, volunteer work? Where do you spend your time? And then assess how much value you get from that,
mm-hmm.
how important it is to you, how necessary it is. And, of course, everybody's going to be different. And you assess each area of your life looking for areas that are out of balance, where you need to try and work to improve for whatever reason. Some things we have to do. We have to go to work. Even if we find it, you know, unfulfilling, we still need to do it, but we can try to make some changes. Then the app moves into, okay, these are the areas we think are out of balance. Here are some suggestions that can help you try to restore balance in these areas.
And then, Wendy, when the two of you partnered together to develop this application, was the first place to apply it to in your own life, perhaps? Or did you go pilot it with your friends who would be open to, finding the answer to the question?
Yeah, actually both of those. We had a weekly teleconference with the Hollowell team, and they are actually individuals who have grandchildren. So it's a whole different set of priorities for them, which is fantastic. Full-time employees now, nearing retirement, but with grandchildren. So very different than John and I. And so we would all put our own two cents in as to what those categories should be. And the book was written about, 8 years ago. So you'll see in the checklist in the book, there are some differences. Dr. Hollowell lists BlackBerry and a few things like that, which is all different now. Of course, it's just smartphones. So we did have to do a bit of updating, which was, again, just a sign of how crazy busy the world is that a book just written that many years ago.
Would be obsoluted, exactly.
It was crazy. Yeah, so a lot of feedback went into it. Then we brought it to Family Next, and then we brought it to friends. And then we continue, users will write in and give us suggestions, and as they do, we collect those suggestions and we do updates to the app.
Yeah, and so the prospect of when you coupled this with the book and the app together, so I'm picturing again the two of you standing in front of the public library and saying, holy smokes, look at, here's a market we could go after, which would be informing and guiding people in this whole space of ADHD and ADD. And then to pick out that book, were you both really resonated with the content of the book as well before you started into the whole app development process? John?
We definitely, go ahead, John.
Oh, definitely, my area is out of balance. I certainly spend way too much time on email, mm-hmm. Way too much time surfing the web, and to understand, to raise it to the conscious level of, okay, these are the areas I need to improve. What can Dr. Halliwell, suggest to me? And then beyond the simple suggestions that he makes, what improvements can I do to my attention and focus, mm-hmm. to help me understand, help me improve my, being efficient when I'm doing tasks, making them more enjoyable. So the app does include a lot of exercises that Dr. Halliwell suggests we do, if at all possible, on a daily basis.
And so could you give us an example of one of those exercises?
So they're games. We all did concentration, the card game as kids.
You bet.
And he suggests a game like that. There's numbers memory games where you have to see a set of numbers that flash on the screen for maybe half a second and then try and list them in order. So they're tricky. Some of them are harder than others. But with practice, you can get very good, and Dr. Halliwell believes this helps us improve our attention and focus.
So essentially that you're doing brain exercises, and in this case that you've translated these to apps, that it is also the fun of playing on a handheld device.
Right, and it's actually a great use of the app, of the phone. So you're looking at the book and you're reading the book and you have to figure out, okay, I have to draw something and then hide it real quick and then try to remember where the phone is. It's a perfect, translates perfectly to the phone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, since the time you've come to market with Crazy Busy, I think there are probably other ADHD or wellness-related apps that are in the market. Wendy, how would yours be differentiated from those others that are out there these days?
Definitely. There are so many apps, and really, people really need to go through and find the one that would be best for them. The thing that I think differentiates ours, though, is a free app. So you get to try on this app for 100% free. You get about 60% of everything that you would get before you even pay a dime. So you can take it on, see if it works for you, because the last thing we want to do to a crazy busy person is make them more crazy busy.
Exactly.
Not useful, right? So then if they like it, if it works for their lifestyle, after they've sampled everything, then they can just upgrade, which is kind of a nice way to go. Very, very simple. We also think we're differentiated because of the expertise of Dr. Halliwell. These apps from Dr. Halliwell will probably continue to come. His expertise just grows and grows with more and more patients that he sees. And we definitely expect to continue our relationship with him and update them, as new literature and things are found. John has also put into our apps the ability to add announcements. And so individuals can turn the on or off, but again, as new research or new findings come out on ADHD, we can push an announcement to everyone's iPhone, which will alert them, there's something new, or here's something that we thought was true and is no longer true. And so I like that because it's always current, which is, again, the difficulty of a published book is we can't do that as frequently. Have to have a whole new version. So this way it's very, very convenient for the user.
Well, and also, like you said, it isn't just a static device or
yeah.
a game you're playing, is that it's going to be updating, and you're using it as a broadcast medium, just like we have here in Circles of Change, a mobile site that'll give people access to this podcast ad infinitum after, we're off to go do the next round of podcasts.
Exactly.
And what kind of feedback have you gotten in the marketplace so far, John?
It's been very positive. It's been very positive. We have a good rating on the iTunes store from Apple. We've run some contests on Dr. Halliwell's site and gotten some good suggestions, gotten some good feedback, which we've integrated as we can into the app. It's been very positive.
That's great. Wendy, do you folks have any sense of demographics as to who your users are at this point in time, whether that be, you know, age, gender, nationality, walk of life, career bias, anything of that you can speak to yet?
You know, we really don't. John and I, just because we work solely, you know, in the parenting space, we right. have not collected any of that data, really believing in the privacy of the individual, mm-hmm. that people might enter information about their children or,
sure.
you know, that sort of thing. So no, we actually do not collect demographics.
It would be an interesting one, because my guess is every bit of your framework would apply for people who don't have children, right, who perhaps aren't in a parenting situation, but the precepts are equally well-placed.
You're so right. In fact, that's actually been one of the challenges as the marketer for this app, is it is so widely useful. A business person could use it, a mommy, a grandmother, a student. And mm-hmm. so marketing with our, you know, we're a small, teeny company with our limited dollars. It's been a challenge, because who do you go after? Yeah, so we, John and I, just kind of rank them as we see, and as, our, of course, our familiarity with the market, and we tick them off in that order. It's a challenge.
But I think the thing you would say, John, is that, you know, regardless of where we are, the term crazy busy applies to any set of individuals in this day and age. And the big challenge, of course, though, is there's this seems to be this social reinforcement that you have to be crazy busy or you're not really being viewed as being fully productive or tapped. And actually, no, we're saying it's a malaise that's keeping you distracted from doing the high quality focused abilities that we'd like to think you could do.
Right, right. We, you know, so everybody wants to be busy. Everybody sometimes needs to be busy, but are you doing what matters most to you? Mm-hmm. Are you accomplishing, you know, every morning what you need to do that day? And if you are, great, but so many of us aren't. And what we want to do is walk people through, you know, assess your life, assess what's important to you, and help you to achieve what you really want to do.
Wendy, I had said in the introduction, of course, that you started your career in the health services area and worked in the Bay Area, and now here you got a business degree and circled back, as I say, to recognize your own passion, and I am assuming the health you were gifted to your family through the power of breastfeeding. The whole idea of connecting that medical interest now in the tech space, would you have ever thought you would be able to converge these two things together?
Absolutely not, no. And I'm just so thankful to, you know, neighbors like John, because there is a passion. But, you know, I, quite frankly, couldn't program an iPhone app. And John can't breastfeed, so we're, like, great together. It's been really, really fantastic. And, you know, just to empower the information coming out, you know, it shows that, you know, the more people work together, each bringing our unique skill. And then thanks to you, because, you know, this radio interview hopefully will help and publish information, and people who need this can give it a try for free.
Well, yeah, in fact, I'm sure our listeners are just even characterizing it. You know, here we have Wendy, high energy spark, the marketer, right on every question. And John, I ask you a question, there's a pause, there's a reflection, there's a real power, and you're coming forward. So I think that's also a message that we'd like to leave with our listeners for this type of a podcast, is to know that there's so much power in collaborating with people that are really different than us, particularly, though, if you can back it up and have the same set of values. Would you say that, John?
I would. You know, it's like Wendy said, it's a thrill for me to be doing something meaningful. You know, I go to a lot of iPhone developer meetings, for instance, and people are talking about, you know, silly little games or, you know, worse kind of applications.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled that I'm doing something that I hope is helping people, giving back.
Yeah. Well, and also the fact that you've got girls, and you never know, Grandpa, at some point, how the apps that you've developed will help your grandchildren, right?
Right. I certainly want to be able to you know, tell my kids what I'm doing that day.
That's
not,
right.
Not be embarrassed.
Oh, that's right. You know, the whole field in your area, John, for software development, how much of the world has just exploded wide open and attracted such a different cross-section of professionals to get involved in the app, in app development, right?
Mm-hmm. That's definitely true.
You know, and like Wendy yourself, you know, I don't see anywhere listed here computer technology other than you're a master user of it, I'm sure, in the variety of backgrounds you've had.
So true, yeah. No, and you mentioned earlier even the support that John and I used to have in our corporate environments. I mean, it even in that way kind of rips you of any computer skills because you just call a number and they come and fix it
exactly.
for you.
Exactly, so
you
when you're about to put the rock.
Your very way.
Exactly, yeah. You're about to put the rock right through the screen.
Yeah. So, yeah, so luckily John and I met.
That's true. Well, you took the initiative and you just threw it out there and said, do you know anybody? And that's the most powerful possibility. But at the end of the day, it's our ability to refer one another in those kind of helpful collaborations. Well, John, tell me, what's on the drawing board right now then for the two of you?
Well, we're working aggressively with this app to try to get the word out. We're looking at some of Dr. Howell's other books. He has some new books coming out. And trying to decide what is the next application. There's so many to choose from. We're collaborating with his team to decide which one we want to do next.
Mm-hmm. Wendy, I think the fact that the two of you have recognized that that you could search out and offer as a service helping self-help authors get their books into this new medium. I mean, it's one thing to have your book available on a Kindle. It's another thing entirely to have it dynamic and something people can engage with.
Mm-hmm. We've had some great responses from different authors. We've really committed ourselves right now to the Halliwell team mm-hmm. because just the two of us, it takes a while to get something out the door, 3 or 4 months. So we definitely want to focus. But yeah, we've got some other ideas in mind and some other interested folks. And also in the breastfeeding space, there's been several authors that may be interested in moving forward there.
Sure, exactly. And then particularly when you look at the healthcare initiatives that go on, that there's nothing greater we can gift our children right out of the chute than having that kind of start, both from a physical health standpoint as well as an emotional and intellectual health standpoint.
Definitely.
Right. John, the whole move then in Silicon Valley to provide users groups to someone like yourself, I mean, how do you stay current in your technology?
So I try to allocate a little bit of time, certainly every week, to, you know, just keeping up on what's coming out of Apple, what's coming out of Google,
mm-hmm.
Going to these user group meetings. You know, it's a little bit isolating working at home, so I try to make sure I'm out there, you know, keeping up on what's new. And, of course, Apple and Google are making a challenge to keep up.
Yeah, exactly. You're racing after them crazy busy.
I'm racing after them. They're constantly putting out new phones, new software, new updates, and I have to work hard to keep up.
That's right. Wendy, for our listeners who might be interested, how can they get a copy of your app?
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, just in the iTunes store, Crazy Busy Tips. And also there's a complete page and information on Crazy Busy Tips with drhallowell.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to read a little bit more about it before. But, yeah, give it a try for free because there's no downside, and I think you'll like it.
Very good. So, again, you go to Crazy Busy Tips out on the iTunes site or on the web. It's www.drhallowell.com. And to follow Wendy and John, their website is www.robleridge.com, or give them a call if you see a partnership brewing, folks. It's area code. Would you like to share a number, Wendy?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 650-868-5318.
Very good. Well, congratulations, you two. And I just applaud the fact you picked up the phone and you called Dr. Halliwell. You never know what business opportunities lie in waiting when we plant an idea out there. Thanks for contributing to the show today.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. the Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.